Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists. Hope you're all doing okay at this very strange, very dark time. Hope you're managing to stay healthy and sane. We've decided to put together a sort of compilation of the episodes. So we've put together every single guest in series one, 20 guests, we've put together their muses. So you can listen to everyone talking about their inspiration for the episode. Hopefully it's a bit of a light entertainment, for God's sake, because what do we have left other than podcasts and art and being nice to each other? Ellie White.
So Ellie, the idea of this podcast is we talk and we do some art at the same time.
But stunning combination.
As we established before the podcast,
both
of us, when we do art, do it in absolute silence.
I don't think I've ever spoken whilst painting. So I slightly misinterpreted the theme.
Well, the brief was just bring an object or a thing which has some significance to you.
This is the thing. This doesn't have any significance to me because, the truth of the matter is I was locked out of my house today. So I wanted to bring something else and I didn't bring it.
You got locked out of your house.
I got locked out of my house. So I just bought something because I thought it's a comedy podcast. So I bought a tin of Spam.
That is good.
A kind of comedy object that comes out in sketches. A banana is a classic slapstick tool in comedy. One might peel the... Am I on just a minute? One might peel the banana and let the skin sit on the floor waiting for a man or woman to walk down the road. Banana skins are notoriously slippery. Unbeknownst to them, the skins on the road slip over. Actually could have
You've
fatal
brought
consequences.
Two perfect comedy items. And have you in any of your live shows used a banana or a tin of Spam?
I genuinely think it's they're hack. They're both hack.
Yeah.
They're hack props.
Adam Hess.
I've bought medicine for my face.
Oh.
Because a few years ago, I had the ugliest face in... Don't nod. Listener, she was nodding.
I was active listening.
You weren't doing that nod throughout the story. You were just going like it was just the nod you were doing was you were ugly. Like that was a different
was
nod to
like,
listening.
I'm listening to you, but are you?
Were you not listening to the story?
Yeah,
then?
I was. But
where was the nod then?
You always do this thing of like, oh, I'm so ugly.
Listener nod though.
Since we've been in this room, which is I want to say 20 minutes, you've said how ugly you are twice. Once off the podcast, and I said, Adam, you're not ugly.
All right.
And now on the podcast, when I sort of. Don't indulge the I'm so ugly thing. I just do a sort of active listening.
I'll cut this out. Anyway, so basically, you know, I had very bad skin, more noticeable for me than other people.
Yeah.
But I would also forget. I would sometimes be on the tube, and I would try and look to see if anyone had worse skin than me. And I go, nope. And I go, I've won. It'd be quite fun. Be like, oh, I'm the special guy at the tube.
Yeah.
I used to do that even as a kid. So you know my eyebrows are quite big.
Am I allowed to nod at that?
Yeah, they are, but they're ridiculous. Because they were this big when I was like 10. Can you imagine that?
When you were a baby?
When I was, these were the main thing. And I remember even as a child, I didn't mind, but I would like look around, like I would like look at other boys in my class and I would think, okay, I would imagine like other people's faces with my eyebrows and then I'd laugh at how silly they now looked in my head. But anyway, sorry, the point being, I went to a doctor a couple of years ago.
Yes.
I basically got given this medicine, got told to take this medicine for my face, and it made it all clear up. And I wasn't really listening when they said how long I was going to take it for. I think I was just so excited that I got given
Does it not say
answer.
On the label?
Nah. Well, maybe I don't read stuff. Okay. But and so I just took it for years. And then mentioned at a gig. I was on stage, mentioned that I'll take this medicine for my face. And I mentioned the name of it. I've forgotten the name of the drug now. Mm. And a woman in the audience, who was a doctor, it turns out, went, "Oh my God." And I went, "What?" And she went, "You shouldn't take that." And I said, "Why?" This is mid-gig. She went, "Shit." And I said, "Why?" And she went, "Well, fucks you up." And I said, "What do you mean it fucks you up?" And I didn't know. And she went, "Well, it fucks you up, doesn't it?" And I was like, "What? Tell me why." She went, "Oh, it fucks you up." And I was like, I was on stage. I had to like keep the momentum going. So I just moved on.
Yeah. She didn't give any more details.
No. And then like the end of the gig, she was off. And so I just thought, fuck it. So I phoned 111 the next day and then told them what was taken from my face. And even the woman on the phone, she went, "Oh my God. Shouldn't be taking that for
fucks
that long." She said, "But it's not very good for you, is it? It's not very good for the body." And I said, "Why?" She went, "Oh, it's just not very nice to put in yourself, is it?" And I was like, "What? Why is no one telling me?" Anyway, long story short, went to a GP. Too many beats of this story.
I can't believe you haven't got it out your bag yet.
Oh, it's just so there. So now, basically, the doctor said, "You know this cream you can use for your face." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I've heard about that actually." So he gave me that, and I thought that's quite an interesting thing to draw.
Yeah, lovely.
It's good for shading. So listener, great. I've pulled out. It's just clear salt.
Looks sort of like toothpaste.
It looks like toothpaste. And it's for my face. I've got to wear that now. And it's significant for two reasons. One, it's one of the only items that I have in my room that isn't a shirt.
Right.
And two, because it's...
That's so sad.
And
one of the only things that you own is medicine.
And also, the thing is, I've only just started using this, and it really hurts.
Oh.
It really hurts my face.
You should be using it. I mean, your skin looks great, by the way.
That's very kind of you.
It's true, though.
It's
glowing.
It hurts.
What's in it? Are you sure it's not toothpaste?
It's got lemons. Maybe it's toothpaste.
Mae Martin.
I'll start by saying I'm not a religious person.
Okay.
But I do love religious art.
Yeah.
I love the Madonna. Mm-hmm. I love a baby G's. I love it all. And I'm really obsessed with Catholic saints.
Okay.
Because there's such esoteric and specific saints for everything. There's a patron saint of like everything.
Yeah.
Like I love Saint Jude, he's the patron saint of lost causes, hopeless causes. I love Saint Genesius is the patron saint of comedians.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was a comic and then he had like an epiphany on stage because he was making fun of Christianity on stage. And then he suddenly was like, "What am I doing?" And then they made him a saint. So there's a saint that I want to paint.
Okay, great.
Okay. And
are we doing the saint with child or saint without child?
We could add a child. There's no child in his specific story.
Okay.
But basically, he's called Saint Sidney. So it's S-I-T-H-N-E-Y.
Saint Sidney.
Sidney. It's a horrible word. But I like him because he basically, God said to him, "Hey man, do you want to be a saint?" He was like, "Of course." Yeah. And then he was like, "Do you want to be the saint of girls who are looking for husbands?" And he was like, "No." And then God goes, "Okay, what do you want to be a saint of?" And then
you've run out of ideas immediately after that.
Yeah, that was all God came with. And then Saint Sidney goes, I'd quite like to be the saint of mad dogs, like rabid dogs. And so God was like, all right. So what I like about it is A, that he lives like talking back to God and being like, no, I want to. Yeah. And also what a weirdly specific thing. So he ended up like he blessed a puddle and then all the rabid dogs drank from the puddle and then they stopped having rabies.
Oh, so he was trying to heal them.
He liked dogs. As do
he sounds like a feminist as well.
Yeah.
He didn't want, what was the first one? God's suggestion?
Young women looking for husbands.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently on the Wikipedia page, it was like, I can't tell if it was that the Wikipedia writer was sexist or that Saint Sidney was, but
right.
He goes,
probably both.
Yeah. Probably. Statistically. Yeah. But he goes, he wanted to be the patron saint of rabid dogs instead so he could get some rest. Something like that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so I have a picture. Oh, I found.
Brilliant.
I found a picture of him, but I think we should, to be honest, just run with it.
That's a great one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is, I think, the only image of him. So as you can see, he's been bitten by a rabid dog. Yeah. He's holding up his, quite seductively holding up his robes. And he's got like a...
he's got a huge gash wound.
Huge gash wound. And then, yeah, but I think we should just take that as inspiration and then run with it because...
Yeah, I like that. Will you send me that image so I can look at it on my phone?
Yeah.
Alex Horn.
Pulling it out of the bag.
Oh!
You like it?
It's a pineapple.
It's a good pineapple. Look at the angle.
It looks like it's quite unripe because it's fairly green, isn't it? Normally they're a bit gold in colour. And I've got gold paint.
Yeah, it's a medium pineapple.
And it's got kind of bent, what are they called? The spikes?
Leaves.
Leaves, yeah. Spikes, pineapple leaves. Pineapple leaves.
Pineapple spikes.
Pineapple spikes.
Leaves.
They kind of, I've never seen them curve round quite like that.
Oh, no,
like
I was worried that people are going to look at our paintings and think, well, they've made them very curvy.
Yeah,
but it is a curvy.
It's a curvy pineapple.
Do you take a picture of the object?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I'll do that now.
Okay.
It looks a bit like Johnny Bravo. You know, he's got that mm-hmm. hair that's like...
yeah.
And also... Oh, yeah, so talk to me about the why you've brought in a pineapple.
Okay, should I put it in the middle? Is that how it works?
Please.
Okay. So, I've brought a pineapple for quite a lot of different reasons. Some sound pretentious.
Good.
Some
Start
don't.
With those.
Well, first of all, as you know, Annie, they're quite important in art.
Oh, it's cold.
Thank you. they're quite important in art. People used to paint pineapples quite a lot.
Yeah.
Because they used to be a symbol of wealth. And you could rent them for about 500 quid before they were available here.
Really?
Yeah. So if you look at paintings from something like the 19th century or the 15th century, one of the centuries,
yeah.
You'll see a pineapple in the middle of like a big opulent meal. And that means they had lots of money. So that's the first reason.
Mm-hmm.
Second reason, I think they'd be quite fun to paint and probably quite difficult.
Yeah.
All those leaves and
it
they're all
difficult.
Green. But then, thirdly, my family, at Christmas, we have a pineapple. Every other year, we have a tradition where Grandpa used to get a pineapple out and we all had to guess how many leaves are on the top.
Yeah, my mum's husband's family do that.
We're discovering
I've never
a few
heard
people.
Of it.
Yeah, a few people have done it. And it's really interesting. Yeah, so Grandpa then painstakingly takes them out and everyone guesses. Do you want to guess how many that would be?
Yeah, and then at the end we could do it.
It takes hours, but yeah we can.
We'll keep it keep it all in. I think it's always way more than you think because when you get rid of all the green ones, you have these little white fuckers at the bottom.
Hang on a minute. Is it that sort of podcast?
Oh, sorry. These little white spikes.
Thank you.
At the bottom.
No, I enjoyed.
That's
what Grandpa used to call them. Now it's time.
I think I'm going to go... It's quite a small pineapple. I'm going to go... Sorry, medium. 72.
Yeah, I think it's well over 100. So in our family, it's normally between 80 and 120.
Have you counted and stuck them back on?
No, you really can't. People always accuse... Like in our family, you're allowed to look at it for a minute before guessing.
Okay.
And handle it if you want.
Oh, I
so
should
go,
have done that,
I go 105. Then fourthly,
yeah.
We go, and you go too, to a pub called The Pineapple once a year.
Yes, well, I thought you were going to mention this. Mm-hmm. Yours and Tim Key's birthday party.
Yeah. Yep. We shouldn't say what date. Otherwise.
No, it's on a Monday in autumn.
Yeah, it's definitely on a bad day, and we give people 3 days warning. That's the system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a tattoo of a pineapple.
Let me get that.
No, tattoo of pineapple's got sunglasses on. I have brought sunglasses. So it's up to you whether you want sunglasses on the pineapple.
Of course I want sunglasses on the pineapple.
Okay. So I've got that pineapple for all the reasons I just told you about why I brought this pineapple.
It's so many good reasons.
Yeah. I think they're fun as well. Just a fun thing. I was going to get a tattoo of an hourglass showing time slipping away and I thought, oh God.
No, I'm glad you didn't.
That'd be awful.
Why did you get the... pineapple tattoo? Is that for all the reasons you've just said?
Sort of, for all that. Just because I wanted to get something fun. My wife and I went on Valentine's Day and got it, got tattooed.
Oh, so she's got the same one?
No, she's got something earnest.
Right.
She's got a swastika.
Sand timer. Yeah.
She's got some five birds representing our family.
Aww.
On her back.
Right, so now it's a case of putting the sunglasses on the pineapple.
It very much is, isn't it? Are you worried about what angle?
I'm worried about everything.
Yeah, I'm worried about it. We might put, can we put it there?
Yeah, maybe I should move the... Yeah, or we could put it on like a plinth.
Have you got a plinth?
No.
So ambitious. We could...
Can we get a plinth?
We could put it on a dehumidifying unit.
Thank you. That's what I call a plinth.
Get him to bring a print. Oh, yes. Stuart's found a print. Doesn't he look good?
That's sweet, actually.
Can I just make him slightly lower?
I think it's I did cool. a voiceover for playing a pineapple once, so this is all coming round in full circle.
Yes, you did. Oh, no, Stuart had it perfectly enough. I ruined it.
Harriet Kemsley.
So I asked Harriet to choose an object or thing for us to paint, and Harriet has chosen... Well, I think initially we were going to draw Bobby, weren't we?
Yeah, but Bobby's not here.
Bobby's not here.
Bobby's not here.
So we've got the next best thing.
He can't be drawn. We've got the next best thing, if not the best thing. My cat.
And what's she called, or he?
Her name is Iola.
Mm-hmm.
We're very similar, actually. She's also got a lot of allergies.
Oh, right. Nuts yeah. as well.
No, she's got IBS for cats, so she can't have...
IBSFC.
IBSFC, so she can only...
Sounds like a football team.
Yeah. A terrible football team that puts cats in pain. She can't eat certain things because she nearly died. So now we have to cook her fresh lamb every other day, and it's
that what that
exhausting.
Is? Fresh lamb?
Yeah, it's cooked lamb, yeah.
And you're vegetarian?
Yeah, I'm just killing sheep.
So how do you feel about that?
Really bad, actually, yeah. Okay. I've been vegetarian since I was 8, and now I'm feeding her like she's my... I don't know.
She wouldn't know probably if it was corn or tofu, would she?
No, but she can't have it. Like, her stomach's allergic and then she vomits all the time, so she has to have it. And now she's healthier than ever. But if she was just
sitting
there, so yeah. Look, she's so healthy.
She's collapsed. She's got her eyes shut.
Looks quite unwell. But if she was to see, like, a lamb in the wild, I don't think she'd know
she was eating it.
Yeah, I don't think she'd know.
Do you think she'd feel guilt if she did?
She should. She's being fed better than most people eat in the world.
Is it organic lamb?
I don't think it's quite organic, but I think it's pretty good. Because then I feel bad about getting, like, factory lamb, because then that's even worse. But then I'm getting her, like, the best, finest lamb.
Well, she's a lucky lady.
Grass-fed lambs, yeah. Yeah. Exhausting.
Well, it's quite good that she's falling asleep, because I think she'll be easier to paint.
Yeah, I've literally had to carry her in here.
Kicking and screaming. The cat equivalent of kicking and screaming.
Just locked her in, yeah.
Brett Goldstein.
What have you brought in, Brett?
Oh, right.
Something for us to paint.
I have, yeah. So for the record, I've never really painted.
Okay.
I know nothing about art, but...
Perfect guess for the podcast.
But what I do know, I thought about this and I was like, I could be sitting and be all of like, oh, I don't know shit about art. But I do know about film. And that ain't not art,
is
it?
That was one of my questions. Is film art?
Yeah, and I brought Buddy, who is a... I went to see Jim Henson, who's my, you know, idol.
Yeah.
I went to his studio in America. It was like
amazing.
Open for one day, and someone took me, and I bought this
Muppet.
That
Puppet. What is he actually called? Does he have his character?
Well, no, I called him Buddy. He's unnamed.
Oh, okay.
He's up to the person who buys him.
Untitled, we'd say
Untitled.
In art.
Yeah.
Oh, I quite want to move him around, like, because he's got these sticks. I wonder if we could
play with
put him in,
you
like,
want to put
a
him
pose,
in
a like a sort of life drawing.
But it's something you care about, right?
This is great, yes. Buddy, so right. What does this mean to you, then? He's your idol, Jim.
I think Jim Henson, look, here's the real thing that sort of frightens me a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Henson is the last person on the list who hasn't yet been revealed to be a paedophile or a sex criminal of the great heroes of my life.
And so, all the puppet stuff does make
he's
him
all
a likely
left.
Suspect.
He's the only one left to be someone to look up to. He's literally the last man standing.
Do you think he's all right?
I think he's all right.
Well, this is great.
Yeah.
It's he's well, let's describe him. Lime green.
Yeah.
Wearing a sort of old man's shirt.
With a bow tie.
Oh, that's a bow tie, is it?
Yeah, it's got a bow tie.
Purple and black bow tie, classic.
Big eyes.
Big white and black eyes. And pinky hair.
Sort of, yeah.
Yellow nose. I like him. What's he called again?
Buddy.
Buddy, yeah. Well, let's start drawing him, shall we?
Sure.
Well, I've got pencils here.
Ooh.
Or you can go straight on.
Can you teach me a bit?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Because I really know nothing
first,
of this.
I think. I'm going to go for a light one. H, that's quite light.
I'll say this for the podcast. You're the best artist.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for coming. You can go
down. The masters. You're the master. You're the only artist whose work I fully appreciate.
Really?
Yeah.
Dan Cook.
Would you like the reveal?
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready to reveal it?
Of course. Always.
So we get under the table. It looks like you're just
Under my jumper.
Get your dick out. Imagine, no one's done that yet on the podcast.
It would, yeah. Well, it's not my penis. It is. it's a Mr. T figurine from. I've had it since I was a child.
That is amazing. No one's brought in a Mr. T figurine before.
No, I'd be surprised if they had. Because I was racking my brain. I wanted something interesting to paint and draw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've no idea when I got this. But I've just know that I've had it forever.
Yeah. And is his leg all right? It looks like it's about to fall off.
No, his leg's absolutely fine.
Oh, it's got sort of joints.
It's got joints, so we can put it into a pose.
Oh my god. Does he speak?
No. It's like an action figure. I only ever had Mr. T. I never had Face or whatever, Murdoch or I can't remember the other ones.
He's stacked, isn't he?
Absolutely stacked. I was a bit too young for the A-team, but for some reason, I ended up with this figurine.
It wasn't a hand-me-down from an older
sibling. No, because I'm the eldest.
Oh, right.
And it's travelled with me ever since. And I thought that'd be quite a nice thing to paint.
He's almost like a life model, like if we can move his...
Very much so, yes.
Put him in quite a good position.
Yeah, exactly. Although I've got a feeling that...
Oh, that's good. A sort of deep lunge.
Yes, I've got him lunging there. We can
he
just
looks
lean.
A bit fragile. Yeah, but if you lean him on that, I can't see it.
Yeah, true. So he's going to have to stand.
Sorry, Mr. T.
Rose Johnson.
Just a bit of background. As soon as you said you need an object that's significant to you, I immediately had a breakdown and was like, well, I guess there's nothing significant in my life then because I can't think of an object. So then I was like, what would I quite like to draw? So we're going to draw. Should I get it?
Is it cheese?
Is it cheese? No, it is some food.
Okay.
Because I was like, that's significant to me.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
food.
Great.
So I'll get it. Shall I tell you and then get it? Or shall I get
it? Get it okay, and then we'll reveal it. Is it a cocktail
It's been
sausage?
Sitting in plain sight this whole time.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
It's a squash.
I noticed that earlier.
Yeah.
I love the shade. It sort of merges from like peachy pink into green.
So, and also, so this squash, my mum and dad grow it in their garden.
Oh, in Devon.
Devon, yeah. And so I was like, well, it's a nice symbolic kind of, you know, connection to family.
It's beautiful.
And also, so this is a Crown Prince squash. Mm-hmm. I grew one of these. I had a plant. My brother gave us some seeds in my garden out here.
Yeah.
But my plant only produced a single squash. It was like the biggest plant you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Stretching. It took over like the whole lawn. All the flower beds, and I got people to water it whilst I was away, and then one seed.
One fruit.
But mum and dad have got shitloads. When you go to their house, it's like the start of a horror film where squashes are going to take over because they've got them all along all the windowsills and on every surface.
So it's just Halloween every day in your house.
Yeah, and my mum just keeps frantically messaging the family WhatsApp group being like, does anyone have any recipes for squash?
Every day, a different breakdown. Squash.
Yeah.
What do you do with it? Roast it?
Oh, you can do roast. Yeah,
with
roast
bacon,
it.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
I haven't done that. That's nice. There's quite a nice butternut squash curry, like roasted curry thing. I think it's an Amira Soda book. That's
but
really
this isn't
good.
A butternut squash, is it?
No, this is a Crown Prince squash, but it's similar vibe, like
similar
sweet.
Taste.
Not quite as sweet, but nice kind of like. Firm texture because I hate it when you have a squash in there and watery.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Does it have those seeds in the middle, like pumpkins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can roast those off.
Ah.
But yeah, I just thought it's quite a nice,
it's beautiful
thing.
This is the mixing tray.
Thank you.
Holly Byrne.
Did I just reveal it?
Yeah.
So it's basically this is the box it came in. It's a birthday present that I received this year.
Yeah.
I turned an age of significance
18
this year.
18.
21. Who's got the key to the door? Never been 21 before. Not I. But I'll leave you, listeners, to guess which age I turned. Perhaps you know, tweet in.
Oh, I love that.
Well,
a gold wasp.
A bee.
Because
and this is the thing about it. So, A, it's from the Joan Rivers collection.
Yeah.
I have always wanted to own a piece from the Joan Rivers collection, obviously. I'm not a monster. So, and the fascinating thing about the bee is, the bee, if you didn't know, listeners, was Joan Rivers' signature look.
Ah, I didn't know
so,
that.
So, and do you know why it was her signature look, Annie?
No.
Well, here goes.
Pray tell.
The bee, scientifically speaking, and from an engineering point of view,
yes,
shouldn't be able to fly. But we all know a bee can fly. So, a bee defies science nature.
Just dropped it.
So she's dropped it and she's ruined it.
But why shouldn't they be able to fly?
Because the way it's constructed.
Bad design.
But it can, so it should, by if you do engineering bits and bobs on it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not scientific, but scientifically speaking, it defies logic that it flies.
I guess because it's got a sort of big bottom half.
I mean, it possibly is a big bottom half.
But if you look at that.
Oh, she's dropped it again.
If you look at that, that is a big ass.
It's a big ass and a little head.
Yes.
And maybe it's just the wingspan ratio to body or something.
But this is beautiful. It's sort of bejeweled with...
It's bejeweled.
Rubies and emeralds.
But the thing is, it was her signature look because she defied, you know, nature and science. Yeah. She defied all these things. She got over all these obstacles to become who she became.
Just like a bee.
Just like a bee.
I love it.
And I love that story.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Jamie Demetriou.
I'm excited to see what we're going to draw today. Do you have? Is it in the room?
It is in the room.
Have I seen it already?
Yeah. To an extent, it's sort okay. So it sort of is the room.
Oh,
So I like when I'm bored of what's on telly,
yes,
to sit on the couch and just sketch that side of the room.
Oh, great!
So it's this Macintosh here, which is sort of a mid-century brown thing that I actually bought Barker and Churcher, which is Barker's
beautiful.
Furniture company, he restored it and I bought that recently. And I've left on telly Rick Stein's hand chopping some parsley, which is part of it. So
hands are famously difficult to draw.
Sure, but I think that...
it's a brave choice.
Well, I think that they're difficult. They're difficult to paint,
yeah.
I think. But I think if when you're... But I don't necessarily go for like super naturalistic accuracy.
Great, and he's chopping up some parsley, red onion, tomato.
And tomato. And then beside it you have a cheese plant in a plant pot on top of some art books and cookbooks. And then to the, what is our right of the television?
Stage right
of the television. I guess, you have literally just like a Blu-ray player or whatever and the other things you need, like a modem.
Yeah.
And a painting by artist Eve Delaney.
Yeah, well, that's one of the questions. Do you own any art? But I can see that you own loads of art.
Yeah.
Joel Dommett and Hannah Cooper.
Normally, I get the guest, you guys,
First time I've done it with two, so this is going to be fun. Normally you bring in an object and we paint that thing. But because there's two of you, and this is the finale to the series, and Hannah's a model, don't know if you know.
What?
I thought we might do life drawing. As in, we all get into our underwear.
Okay.
And draw each other. How do you feel about that?
Sounds absolutely wonderful.
Yeah?
I mean, yes.
People know me with less clothes on than that, so.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Probably the same.
You're no stranger to taking your clothes off.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
Let's,
are you up for it?
I'm up for it.
Hopefully I won't be up for it. Am I right, guys? Yes. It's so difficult for me to not make boner jokes. Just bear in mind the rest of the podcast might be boner jokes.
That's fine. That's what it is normally.
Anyway. I feel like with live drawing, girls are just like, so beautiful, the form. And guys are like,
dicks,
her nips are big.
You're going to be a nightmare.
I'm going to be an absolute nightmare. Is that genuinely how you flip a coin?
I don't know.
You've forgotten how to flip a coin?
I don't know. I'm just so excited about seeing you both naked. I've forgotten how to flip a coin.
What was it? Heads?
Heads, Hannah.
Heads, Hannah.
Tails, Job. Oh, yeah, that looked good.
That's how you do it.
Tails, it is! What was that?
What does that mean?
Me, okay.
Ah, okay.
Tails, it is! Right. I'll go first.
Take it off. Take it off.
Master Singer is still available on the ITV Hub. Okay, well, should I just take my clothes off?
Yeah, you can leave the room if you want, but also we're going to see you naked.
Yeah, exactly. So. It doesn't make any sense. I'm going to take it off.
Right, so Hannah, Joel is stripping, we've got a choice of materials. So we've got sort of charcoal, pencils, a classic, and then those sort of ink blocks if you want to use a bit of colour. We could start by doing a few poses, like really quick drawings.
How do you want me to pose?
Are you going to stand? Are you going to sit?
I'm going to leave my socks on.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, I should put my cowboy boots on.
Katie Wicks.
Yeah, I brought in some clay because I'm a bit bored of painting and drawing at the moment.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I'm really drawn to... you know, getting stuck in with my hands and making.
And have you brought in an object for us to inspire us today?
Yes, okay. Describe. So this is my late father's tie. Sadly, it's one of the few things of his that I own. I don't know why. I think me and my siblings were like really ruthless with all the stuff we chucked out when our parents died. And I got quite a lot of my mum's stuff. I don't know why. I think my dad didn't own very much, or the stuff he owned wasn't worth keeping.
But
for some reason this was his work tie, so it's dark blue and it's got these turquoise, I want to say, dragons all over it. But what
are the dragons?
He was basically stage manager at St David's Hall, which is like a big theatre and concert hall in Cardiff where I grew up. And he worked there for about 30 years, and this is like the emblem, the St David's Hall sort of motif all over the tie. So it's kind
beautiful.
Of his work tie, but yeah, it's got like Welsh dragons all over it.
And he was Welsh, right?
Were both
your parents
He
Welsh?
Was very Welsh. No, Mum was actually English. But my dad's side, they were Welsh going back as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did one of those, it's really sad to admit, I just did one of those ancestry DNA things.
Oh, cool.
But it hasn't arrived back yet.
Don't think it's sad.
Well, it feels a bit sort of narcissistic. It feels like another self-obsessed move, doesn't it? It feels a bit like...
It's finding out more about your background, I suppose.
It's throwing up some quite interesting shapes. But it's not, it's funny enough, it's quite counterintuitive in terms of sculpture, a long, thin shape, isn't it?
Well, I like how you've kind of rolled it up, though. I'm wondering whether to just focus on the kind of dragon emblem.
Yeah, I thought about that. See, I had a sort of idea on the way here. I'm going to open this kilogram pack of terracotta. Now, the question is this... Oh, it's air drying. That's good, because let's face it, we don't have a kiln.
Well, hang on a minute.
Do you?
Imagine I
opened this. Oh, wow. I've just brought a microwave.
I guess what is a microwave if not a kiln?
Well, it's a modern kiln.
That is nice. It looks like chocolate.
This is like when you're the first... Yeah, it's kind of poo colour. It's like when you're the first one to open a jar of coffee or something. It's really exciting.
I quite want to bite into it.
what I thought I would try and do is a kind of something quite masculine. I might do a kind of like almost a like a, yeah, a male dick. I might try and do like a sort of mini bust.
Lolly Adefope, do you want to tell us what you've brought in for us to paint?
Yes, I've brought a bottle of champagne.
Oh, woo!
Because I can't remember when I got it. I think maybe I got, it was a present.
Mm.
And I've never felt like I could open it.
Because it's too special.
It's too nice, yeah.
It is a beautiful bottle of Moët. Yeah. Well, no, Moët, you're supposed to say, aren't
is it?
You? Yeah.
Oh, right.
And it says, what does it say on it? 150th anniversary of our friendship.
Yeah, I think so. Since 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a special anniversary Moët.
Oh, well,
and I'm never going to drink it because it's too fancy. It's, I'm never going to think it's the right occasion.
It's funny that you've chosen a bottle of champagne for us
Why
to
is
paint.
That?
Because look what I've brought with me. For us to drink during the podcast.
What?
It's a slightly smaller rosé champagne.
Lovely. I love rosé champagne.
So a couple of champagne socialists.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I thought we could drink this whilst, it turns out, painting some other champagne.
Yeah, really nice.
I mean, as if this podcast couldn't get more middle class.
Lou Sanders.
So why have you chosen the canal?
Well, you and me are water babies.
Yes.
It's a true story, isn't it?
It is, actually. We like a swim.
We like a splash around. So I thought the canal... Also, the canal is very near to where we're staying.
Yeah, I should say that it's the final day of the Edinburgh Festival Fringe.
The Frange.
And we've had a lovely time.
We have had... There's been relatively low dramas, isn't there?
Yeah, it's been nice. We've been living together, haven't we?
I've fallen out with one person and cried once. That's not bad, actually.
Who have you fallen out with?
Don't worry about it. Just today.
For premium subscribers, they can find out who Luke fell out with.
I haven't painted for a long time. Well, I'm not very, well. I've never really been a painter, as you can see by my start.
I love that. So can you describe what you're... we're kind of sitting in a nettle bed.
I'm sitting in a nettle bed. It's a wild flower sitch.
So while we're by the canal, we're on a bench...
Facing different ways. You're going to draw the boat, are you?
I think I will. There's a boat that says Mischief on, although it's a bit far away and I
That's
can't...
a bit of
eyesight's
you.
My eyesight's not very good.
That's a bit of you, babe. And I'll just be face to the nettles, painting some pansies.
There's also a boat that's called Corndon.
Yeah, you like that, don't you, for me?
Yeah, because you eat corn.
People call me corn dog. People call me corn daddy. As a nod to my dietary requirements.
I love that. What material are you using?
Well, what are you calling that? Crayola?
I'm calling that a Crayola crayon.
Yeah,
I'm using a sort of fuchsia colour.
Crayola, because Tracy Emma's not taught me nothing. Mixed with, I'm going to say charcoal. Because you told me it was charcoal
in my hand, but I'm not confident with charcoal.
I mean, I'm up and running and you...
I was
nothing.
Waiting till we recorded, but I love that you've just... ahead.
If you see a flower, please just stop painting it. Nature's not going to wait for you.
Stuart Laws.
I have a book called Bird Love by Layla Jeffries.
I love this book. I've seen this before.
It is a book basically of photographs of birds.
Because you're an avid bird watcher as well.
I love birds. But basically, if you can imagine like a bird in a glamour shoot...
I can, yeah.
Well, you can, because you're looking at them. This is for the listeners. A bird sort of posing quite coyly. Absolutely stunning, sort of like on a very plain white background.
They're beautiful photographs.
Beautiful photographs.
And the colour is
amazing. Susie the Budgerigar.
She looks like a bit of a bitch.
Really?
Yeah, look at her eyes.
Yeah, that's true.
She's seen some things.
Oh, the birds,
I love that owl. What's he called? Or she?
Tammy.
Tanny, she.
It's the Australian masked owl.
Beautiful, look at its eyes.
But there's one in here which really, I really, really liked. Because, yeah, this is the one, because of its legs.
Pepper.
It's a southern boobook, or boobook.
Boobook, like the bababook.
The bababook in a book. And what I like about it is its legs looks like fox legs.
Yeah, it's really actually quite disconcerting. It looks like, is it a taxidermy or is it real?
No, they're all real. Because I researched it because I was like, they're posing so well.
Because on the one hand, Pepper looks like a sort of classic, like a tawny owl almost, with sort of white and brown feathers and big green eyes, but then some
chunky as fuck legs.
Yeah, and also it looks like Pepper has just hitched up her skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Or their skirt, and just been like, have a little look at these.
I love it. So are we going to draw Pepper?
Can you draw Pepper?
Lucy Pearman.
Now, Lucy.
Yeah?
Thanks for joining me in the car.
You're welcome.
You've brought in something for us to paint.
Yes. I've brought a whoopee cushion.
Great.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's got Alice got hold on it.
My niece jumped on it, and she's popped it.
So were you going to blow it up for us to...
Yeah. Mm. I don't know what to do, but I've got some tape, so maybe I could tape over the hole. Do you want to try that?
Yeah, I do.
It's called the Mega Farter. Should we stuff it with something?
It's got Smithy on it with his sort of comedy face and tongue out. Maybe I'm just going to focus on that and do like a portrait of him.
Okay. Yes.
Hmm. And what does it say on it?
The best fun shops in the world.
Smithy's.
Mega Farter. It's worked.
That's great.
And then at the end we can sort of enjoy the fart noise by deflating it. Do you think it's going to slowly deflate though? Let's try.
Yeah, that could be a fun bit of
fuck.
It'll be like life modelling when the model moves but it's just slowly deflating.
I'm annoyed.
Bill Wang.
The object is here. It is... I've not opened it yet.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the briefcase. Is the object within the briefcase?
The object is in the briefcase. It's actually a...
Da-da-da-da.
Oh! It's a trumpet case.
I did a da-da-da-da-da and it is a trumpet.
It like is,
I was
yeah.
making
how about
a
that?
Trumpet sound effect.
It's...
wow.
It's my trumpet my grandfather gave me.
You've got yum-yums in the way.
But they are yum-yums in the way. Okay.
What a beautiful object.
It is beautiful. And I've actually forgotten how beautiful it is. I've not looked at it for a long time.
Mm.
I've not opened it for a while. So I picked, my grandfather was a very skilled and experienced cornet player mm-hmm. and sort of general brass trumpet player. And this was one of his trumpets. And I took an interest to the trumpet when I was like 16.
Yeah.
And so he sent me one of his old trumpets.
Amazing.
To learn on.
And did you learn it?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Give us a rendition.
Oh, I don't know. It seems to be. I don't know if I remember anything actually. Oh, I mean, it should be really. The valves are pretty sticky. Yeah, the valves are pretty sticky, but.
It's a very cool instrument.
this is the first time I played in years.
Have you ever used it on stage? Surely this is the most comedy of all the instruments.
I think I tried to once on a comedy show in university and it did not work.
Oh, right.
Because you can't talk while you play it.
What?
So yeah, you can hear there that I'm making a sound.
That is great.
Yeah, thanks.
That last bit wasn't great.
What, that last bit wasn't good. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It kind of went,
I sort of bottled it at the end there.
That was very cool. And to think, I was impressed with just the briefcase and then you opened
just sitting
it,
there.
Came out with that.
So on the brand is Corton. It says that on the bell. This is the bell.
Okay.
And the brand is Corton. And it just has the word under Corton, foreign.
Foreign.
Foreign. Maybe he knows I'm playing
it's a bit
it.
Rude.
Yeah. Maybe that's why my grandfather sent it. Give it to me. There's
Did
a lovely
have,
blue
like,
velvet under each of the valve buttons.
Oh, yeah.
And it's overall, it has quite a beautiful sort of, a very pleasing Art Deco vibe.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's really lovely. I've forgotten how beautiful it is, actually. I should try and pick up, because as you could probably hear, I'm a little rusty.
Pierre Novelli. I don't know what you've brought. You've got is it a Waitrose bag?
It is a Waitrose bag, and inside it I brought, I sort of thought, in terms of this, like still life is probably the thing.
Perfect, yeah.
And then I thought, what is in still life? So they always have some booze.
Oh, nice.
So there's like listeners, as this is a half empty bottle of cheap white wine.
It looks like it's arrived chilled, almost like you've glugged half the bottle.
It is still cold from
on
the
your
fridge.
Way.
I think I bought it for risotto.
Fridge, sure.
fridge.
So then, he buys from Tesco, but he disguises it in a Waitrose bag.
Yes.
I know your type.
Yes. And I bought my old podcasting mic.
Oh, wow.
Because I do a podcast podcast and this is a podcast. And I thought it would be, because like in those old Dutch still lives, those Dutch masters ones, it's always like a skull. And a plum and a quill.
Orange skull.
Yeah. And so I thought, if we use, like, if we were to sort of make a modern analogy, then these are our tools, right?
So is the podcast microphone your skull?
Maybe. It's my quill.
Oh, yes.
The podcast microphone is my quill.
It's like that Seamus Heaney poem that I fucking hate. You know, the
which one?
Digging.
Oh.
It's my worst poem of all time.
And the shovel and the old man's foot.
Really boring poem about a basically a spade. And then at the end, he's like, I'll use my spade. Oh, no, I'll dig. No, I'll use my spade. I'll write with it or something. And you're like, oh, the whole thing's a metaphor for a pen.
Yeah. But it's all about how his dad used to dig, isn't it?
Yeah.
I seem to remember something about, there's a huge subsection of poetry which is about poets feeling bad that they don't do manual labor because their dads did.
Yeah.
And that is a huge subgenre that, like, you could fill 100 books.
Yeah.
This is my miner's lamp or whatever.
It's the equivalent of stand-ups now, male stand-ups being like, oh, my dad's not proud of me.
Oh, I'm not one of the laddie lads.
Yeah, yeah.
That whole thing.
Rhys James.
Right, so you've brought in something for us to draw or paint. You've brought in two things.
Two things.
One I recognise as a Polaroid photograph of you and Adam Hess.
Yes, true.
From our
friend
Mark Smith's wedding.
You were at this wedding.
And
I've got a picture of... I've got the same picture in the same photo booth with you.
Yeah, but weirdly...
It's up on my cork board.
Brought that in. Mine's up on my cork board. Mm.
Actually, no, this was up on the cork board and that's how I had access to it. All the other ones are in a frame.
Ah,
you're in a frame.
Thank you.
You're there. Alfie Brown is there. Chris Quayle is there.
So you've brought in this picture of you and her. I feel like what's happened is you didn't read the email when I sent it last week, and then today you've just like grabbed a photo from
about an hour before I left the house. I suddenly, because I gave you the wrong email address by mistake.
Oh right, and I thought I've emailed him twice. This is weird.
Yeah, I'm not that rude.
Because I don't think of you as someone who doesn't reply to emails.
Oh god, no! I'm constantly looking at my emails, waiting for someone to reply to. I was gutted. That is true, but also, so basically, what I brought in is this picture, but I brought in this trophy. This is the trophy that I got from winning Fantasy League last year.
Mm.
Now, that was the most stressful day of my life because I won it with the last kick of the day.
And who was playing?
All the teams were playing at 3 o'clock and you have to just pick your teams or whatever. And it was very tight at the top between three teams.
Right.
And then my dad, I made a sucker of my dad, okay? He ate my dust because I beat him with the last kick of the game.
But who did the last kick of the game?
Oh, right. Christian Eriksen.
Ah, right.
Tottenham. Yeah, it was a big day. It was a very exciting day. And then I went to this pub afterwards and I got hammered.
Yeah.
I was with mutual friend of ours, Dexter Harries.
Oh, yeah. Great guy.
And
a Tottenham fan.
Yeah. We went to this Spurs pub afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone was just like in this beer garden, like chanting, like doing songs or whatever. And then one guy recognised me.
Oh,
and then
we
started chanting, Jamesy, give us a song. Right. Now, I've been training for this moment for 15 years. I've been thinking about this moment for 15 years. And I had already had the conversation that day with Dexter about what that moment would be and what I would sing now. And it was, we've got Ali, Dele Ali, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like a good song. It slags off Arsenal.
Yeah.
Dele Ali was in form at the time.
Yeah.
And it was just like, that'll do. I literally, he goes, James, give us a song. And then everyone just suddenly, no one else. It was just this guy. But then everyone else was chanting that as well. Because they're like, yeah, fuck it. As long as I don't have to sing.
Right.
They're pointing at me, saying, sing to us. And then I went, and just as I started doing that, I realised, oh, that is the song we just sang.
Oh, fuck.
I can't do that. So I panicked so much. And then I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, you got to think of an old song from
Tottenham. We hate Tottenham.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I panicked and just sang some Watford chants. It was awful. And then I had to think of an old song to kind of show I've been a fan for a while. And I just about got away with it. Anyway, this represents...
Did they listen to the entire rendition of...
No, they joined in. Right, the premise is they joined in, not can you do a medley?
I would love to see that solo.
But, and then I brought in this picture because I was like, well, that is just a trophy. So it's just grey. Just make it grey.
It's very hard to draw that because you've got so many reflections.
Yeah, but do you have to do that? Can't you just do a big grey?
You can do whatever you like.
Rob Orton.
So I've bought an object for us to draw or paint.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge. Definitely the biggest box anyone has brought so far.
Well, there was two things. It was either this.
That is beautiful. A whale?
Yeah.
Moby Dick?
I don't know, maybe.
It's great. It's a sculpture.
It's the first artwork anyone's brought in.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that. I just thought
it, it is a work of art, isn't it?
Just thought it was a whale.
It is a whale.
So, I was on doing some gigs on the Isle of Wight.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this. And I thought, yeah, I quite like that. And then sent a picture to girlfriend. And she said, yeah, get it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, God, it's going to be too big.
Why don't we profile the... I was going to say the bitch. How's that? Then we both see all of it.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, love that. God, it's amazing. I love the colour as well. What would you call that?
How are we going to...
Duck egg blue?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. They are, that is the same colour as the eggs in the nest I used to see at my parents' house.
Ah. So was it expensive, the whale?
It cost... no, not really.
No.
But it was. I think it was meant to be like 150 quid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a lot of money for me, but I don't know, it was an investment.
It's beautiful.
We're planning to do this every week, actually. Thanks for asking. During the lockdown, something to distract you from the doom and gloom. So please do let us know if there's any other compilations you want to hear. Ones we have coming up are What Is Art and Sexy Stuff. Those are the two that I can remember. So let us know if there's anything else you want to hear. Tweet us, Instagram us at Secret Art Pod. And subscribe, download, review. We're on Acast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the usual places.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton, Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.